Hi, this is Space Kate. We're here in Bremen for IAC 2018. It's the 69th IAC International Astronautical Congress, and I've just bumped into Sebastian Marcoux, who is the CEO of Bake in Space. Now, come on, tell me, Bake in Space, that's not literal, is it?
Yes, it is. What we're trying to do is basically improve the quality of life of astronauts in space when they head one day on interplanetary missions to Mars and beyond. So, and part of that will involve creating some of the creature comforts of home, and we are convinced that that is partly made through good food that reminds you of home, and our starting point would be bread. So we want to bake some fresh bread to start with and then go on into further food production.
So I assume you're German then, because Germans really do like their bread. What do astronauts eat in space now? Do they not have bread already?
So astronauts have basically a diet of freeze-dried food that's basically water added to. So it's really like what it ends up being is like kind of a mixture that doesn't really remind you of home. It's kind of
a bit like baby food, right?
It's kind of like baby food, yeah, if you like, with maybe some additives and so on to make sure that you taste something. But it's not really the quality of life that we envisage when we are going to be far away from our home planet, especially in this kind of alien environment of a space station that is very uninviting. So food is really a prime connector for enabling a better quality of life. Yeah.
So with your product, you're expecting the astronauts to take some time out of their day and become chefs and bake their own bread? Or is this just like an oven that does a preheated roll that's already ready to go?
So the overall objective of what we're trying to achieve in the first round is basically we want to recreate the value chain from growing grain through to processing that food to a finished baked product. And we're starting at the end of that, which is basically the baking, so that we understand what do we want to create, so that we know what kind of raw ingredients we want to grow there. Ideally, all this should happen automatically, really with as little influence by the astronaut as possible, so that they don't have to worry about that, but that they know there's a constant sustainable supply of food that is going to be produced for them to enable to have a feeling of home, basically.
So this isn't designed for the space station, is it? Because you don't want crumbs flying all around your space station if you're eating bread up there. You're thinking of more sort of sustainable long-term missions on maybe the moon or Mars?
Yeah. Well, if you're heading to Mars, we can't continue sending food parcels to the astronauts. That's one aspect. And we had kind of done the maths roughly. If we're going to send a crew of 7 astronauts to Mars, and everyone gets a bread roll each day, we're looking at about 4 tons of flour that we would need to carry with us. That's very unlikely that we will do that, and the best way to counter that is to create a sustainable way of replenishing the raw ingredients to create food in space. Let's say the first step right now is really to achieve a technology demonstration of what we are building. As a first step, before we can then say yes, this is workable as a solution for maybe companies such as SpaceX or Blue Origin, or maybe Bigelow if he's building his hotel one day in space. There's still a few years ahead, but we want to pave the way, and hopefully maybe German bread might be a way in into that world. Yeah.
I mean, it's still going to be a little while until we have people living on the moon or Mars. So what's your business case for this? How are you sustaining yourselves right now as opposed to sustaining the astronauts on Mars?
So the business model right now, we're working with partners ideally, so that have a benefit from a marketing perspective, that they partner with us, that they can basically be featured as a partner and believe in the overall mission, what we want to achieve. But beyond that, that they also participate in the innovations that can come out of a project like that, that could maybe go into their daily business I mean, one idea that we're looking at, of course, crumb-free bread is one aspect that might be of interest for business travelers, but we're also looking at solutions of how to containing crumbs, but also maybe containing stains in any form that then might be a spin-off out of our project that will help business travelers in any situation, from train travel to eating on the road. These are some of the aspects that we're looking at currently.
Well, if you can manage to get crumb-free bread, so when I'm eating in front of some important people I'm trying to impress and I don't spill crumbs down myself, that seems like an excellent innovation to me. So thank you so much for your time. Do you have a website if people want to find out more?
Yes, so it's bakein.space.
Perfect, thank you so much. Okay.